We are well into our sesshin, this precious sesshin. It is so very straightforward. There is nothing false about it. There is no escape. Even if you want to escape, I just want to get away from this practice, from this pain, you cannot. There is no escape because this is your life, your very own life. Everything is you yourself. But the true self, not the ego myself that you now perceive. We quickly give leave to the ego idea. We allow ourselves to be pulled and jerked around by something which does not exist, on and on and on. As a baby, we had no sense of opposition. Everything was me, my world. The baby is thoroughly self-indulgent, taking everything from their mother, completely self-absorbed, no duality. Do you remember babyhood? When you were sleepy, you slept. When you were hungry, you ate. When you saw your mother, you grabbed her joyfully. Everything is me. The world is me. As you grew, you identified more and more with the me, and I, me, mine. And no one taught you to do this, but your sense of self, of separateness, increased as you grew. Your sense of good versus bad grew. A division between self and other progresses. Me, everything that is not me is other, opposition, duality. You came to perceive everything to be somehow outside yourself. I want what is over there. I want this, I want that. If you get one, you desire two. If you have two, you desire three, four. It's very difficult to calm the desiring mind. Some of you perhaps feel that you're not desiring anything. May be a positive state of mind that you're in. Or perhaps you're fooling yourself. Perhaps you only desire that state of mind. You cannot be too careful. I have often talked to you about the three essentials for Zazen practice. Some of you are more familiar with it than I am. The three secrets, the three keys of Zazen practice, the three pillars, the roots of great belief, great doubt, great determination. First is faith, belief. Is your faith deep, deep, deep-seated? The belief that all beings are Buddha, belief in original Buddha nature. The belief that everything is perfect just as it is. Nothing is in excess, nothing omitted. Buddha nature. Everything is in itself perfect virtue, absolute merit. I am Buddha nature. My truth self is heaven and earth, one root. There is no thing in opposition, no self versus others. We are all one, one root. It is not possible to divide. Original Buddha mind. My belief is profound. I do not waver. There is no separate I, me, mine. Are you pandering to the self? Do you cherish the ego idea? Original Buddha nature. All beings by nature are Buddha, as ice by nature is water. Apart from water, there is no ice. Apart from beings, no Buddha. We labor under the false impression that there is Buddha, and then there is me, to become Buddha. But once you awaken, you realize that Buddha and all beings are not two. Apart from beings, there is no Buddha. We are one root. We are one. There is no separation. See into this. Drop attachment to a stingy self. All beings by nature are Buddha, as ice by nature is water. Apart from water, there is no ice. Apart from beings, no Buddha. How sad that people ignore the near and search for truth afar, like someone in the midst of water crying out in thirst. Everyone is in the midst of water crying out in thirst. You are in the midst of water crying out in thirst. Lost in discriminating mind, this and that, this and that. For a time, from time to time, when things are going well and in the this and that mentality, you're happy. But conditions change a bit and that happiness crumbles. We lose our calm. And things do change. Change is constant. What the next wind will bring, we have no way of knowing. No matter what wind blows, everything is good. There are, in essence, at heart, no waves. Can you accept things? Can you accept everything in this way? Or does it seem that the mind is awash in waves? This world would appear to be a world of waves, small swells and great billows, wave upon wave upon wave. But go to the sea and check it out. The waves crash and roll as the wind blows, wave after wave. And as soon as a wave appears, it subsides. As soon as you think, a wave, it's gone. Where does it go? It goes nowhere. The great Dharma nature ocean. I go nowhere. I am right here. You are pulled and tugged along up and down by the waves, only because what you regard to be, this is, that is, what you regard to be truly does not exist. What I thought to exist turns out not to be, when that which had been beyond thought shows itself to be. When you are finally reborn to what is, you know that apart from water, there is no ice. Apart from beings, no Buddha. Each and every one is the master of Buddha heart, Buddha mind, Buddha nature. But like a child of a wealthy home, wandering among the poor, You are, each of you, the only daughter, the only son of the wealthy home. I am alone, the sole master, just one, the one and only master. But you fail to see the one. You see the world in terms of scattered, disparate parts, each in opposition to all others. Lost on dark paths of ignorance, we wander through the six worlds, from dark path to dark path. The six worlds, the six lower states of existence, hell, the realm of the hungry ghosts, animals, asura, human, and heavenly beings. These are the characteristic phenomena, the states born of our tendency to be led around by the nose of the waves, which we regard to be solid. Lost on dark paths of ignorance, we wander through the six worlds. From dark path to dark path we wander. When shall we be freed from birth and death? Under the delusion of separation, opposition, duality, we cause suffering for ourselves and for others. But you, each of you, is here practicing because your faith is deep, the roots of great belief. And because your belief in inherent Buddha nature is deeply rooted, you are in a stark dilemma. From your belief arises the question, the burning question, if my true nature is Buddha nature, why don't I see it? Why am I so slow? This state of mind is what we call great doubt. It is not a doubting original mind. It's a burning question. Why do I still look off, dawdling in distraction? Why do I still play the fool to a stingy, non-existent disposition? Why do I still seem to be the center, separate and solid? I, the center of the universe, when I know, when I believe there is no such thing. Your doubt, your questioning is so acute. You feel you want to strike yourself for being so stupid. Don't do it, of course. There's nothing to be attained from dislocating your own jaw. But you feel this strongly, that you want to dig out this self-centered delusion. Great doubt. There is no time to dilly-dally. This is the time to get on with it, to cut the thread of ignorance. That energetic determination we call great determination. The spirited force naturally arises in your practice from great belief and great doubt. With real force, you dive into the water. And that momentum, naturally, in that momentum, you naturally shoot back up through the surface of the water. Energy, life burning zestfully. Practice. Perhaps it was the influence of the various recent typhoon. Strong winds blew the ginkgo nuts from the tree. People here very carefully picked them up and preserved them. And again, nuts were rocked from the trees by the wind. There's an old poem that goes something like, following in your footsteps, I gathered the ginkgo nuts one by one. Some of you arrived here at the temple just in time to gather the ginkgo nuts. One by one. But you carelessly dropped some too, didn't you? Gathering one by one. Following your lead, I pick up the ginkgo nut one by one. The great Dharma is this one ginkgo nut. This one. Each ginkgo nut showing us that all beings are originally Buddha. There is nothing separate. All beings are one, one. When you do finally truly merge with the one, when you are one, even the concept of oneness does not show itself. Because if it does show itself, immediately true oneness ceases to be. You are, as you are, originally, gloriously free, instant by instant, perfectly free. And yet you bind yourself in chains. Here, your teacher brings you back yet again to your roots of great belief. Now, are you looking off? Give it your all. There is just doing, just being one with this. I do not grasp the habit of self-cherishing. I just do this practice. There is nothing but this practice, your doing. Your practice nurtures itself. With practice, your practice grows, strengthens. Anyone who has ever practiced selflessly wholly can vouch for this. Your practice leads your practice. This one doing does this one doing. If you are still trying to analyze it or describe it, if you're caught up in reasoning and your own standards, real practice, single-minded practice, will not be possible. So I say, wise man, unnecessary, only, just doing. Not wise. Cleverness and calculation will not reveal to you your great, great, limitless self. How vast, like the immense outer space. Cleanly give up self-clinging. There is nowhere any self. It comes to you as true kindness. It touches you as gratitude. The roots of great belief. The opposite of the roots of great belief is attachment to self, lost on dark paths of ignorance, repeatedly. Someone came to me to say that you tell us not to grasp a small self. I'm not grasping a big self either. You're just talking big, clinging to ideas which arise out of your own thinking. Grasp, get caught up in the slightest, and all the 3,000 worlds become unfree, fettered, artificial, mere imitation. It is said that knowing is delusion, but not knowing is blankness. So what is there? Just pouring your all into this one doing. There is not knowing and not not knowing. Someone has come grinning and saying, I've been doing Zazen for 30 years and I have nothing good to show for it. I say to you, grasp that 30 years I've been sitting and you lose your footing. Oh, one person has told me that they hate the idea of eternity. The word eternal makes him feel deeply afraid, deeply anxious. I listen to them as to this endearing naivety with a smile. I can only assure you that all is well. Eternity is the way it is. This one doing is eternity. You have your own idea about what eternity is. You feel your pain to be solid and fixed, and so you imagine that you may have to continue suffering this lifetime and lifetime after lifetime for all eternity. You do not know what eternity means, so I guess you do feel afraid. There is nothing more all right than eternity. Eternal is perfect. Eternity is just now, just here. You are always eternally guarded and nurtured by truth yourself. Just. What a shame that you do not yet see the blessing of this. Only one step, there is only this. There is only this one step. There is nothing outside now here. So you have nothing to fear, no cause for anxiety. Only now, only this one step, it's all there is. Please throw yourself into this one step. How bright. You polish by just doing this one step. You will become so bright. Who is bright? Who is bathed in brilliance? Who is shining? Who? No matter how harmful you may feel yourself to be, there is no harming the essence. You are always feeling that there is something fixed, something that you're holding on to. Let go of that notion, because there is only original mind. All being is perfectly, eternally embraced, protected. You will be telling me that eternal is most lovely. Eternal is just now. In our cleverness, we make our world so small, so mean. You see yourself to be so pitiful. You make your world so pitiful. You see all around you meanness and fear and suffering, deceit. You don't like it. You want it to be different. But all that is fabricated, created. You will be so surprised when you drop your notions. Even Shakyamuni Buddha was surprised. He could not help but exclaim, "What wonder! What wonder! All beings are Buddha. All beings Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom." Shakyamuni Buddha had begun to practice because he wanted to relieve all beings of their pain and suffering. His goal in practice was to liberate all beings. He gave everything for it. He sacrificed his life to save others. With this aim in mind, he made this one step. This one step. This one step that you make. From the first, he abandoned self-cherishing. Abandoning self-cherishing, make this one step. This is the genuine one step. Your step steps itself. Your practice does itself. The genuine settles into the genuine. The genuine falls upon the genuine. There are no cracks inherently. So Shakyamuni Buddha saw that all is genuine. Absolute truth exists eternally. He realized that all beings are inherently saved. Shakyamuni Buddha was ready to enter in nirvana when Brahma approached him and pleaded with him to teach, to give the teachings. Brilliant truth is the heritage of all being, all beings, but they are not yet able to awaken. They suffer in spiritual darkness. It is so true, just as sugar is sweet, salt is salty. There is no denying it. When causes and conditions are propitious for enlightenment, when causes and conditions come together for enlightenment, all beings will be enlightened. But it may happen in the three great asamkhya kalpas. The three great asamkhya kalpas, now, here. Just eternal, now, here. Brahma spoke for all beings when he entreated the Buddha to teach. Shakyamuni Buddha then continued for some 49 years to give the teaching of Buddha Dharma. The teaching of the awakened way, to show us the way to practice. His first disciple in the lineage was Mahakashapa, then Ananda. Although Ananda was some 20 years by the Buddha's side, he continued in that time to look off. His intelligence, his hanging on to ideas held him back. It was after the Buddha's death that he finally attained profound enlightenment under Mahakashapa. Ananda, yes, knocked down the flagpole at the gate. He was, at last, able to realize and accept the great Dharma. Who accepts and realizes their essential nature. Each and every one of you, all is well. But the sun may burn itself out and be reborn some 100 million times before one attains enlightenment. Now you hear that, and forming your own ideas and judgments about it, you begin to feel that eternity is frightening. You are looking off. You are looking at the world through your own filters, your own ideas. Now, here, this one step, this is eternal. Just. There is nothing else, nothing more, nothing less. Everything is good. So please, take this one step. Chitante. Chitante. Do this one doing, your practice, with absolutely no objections. Stick with it, because if you look off, you get sidetracked. Practice with deep focus, practice with deep conviction. Convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that your essential nature is now, is here, is this, is eternal. Please do not linger, do not dawdle. Great doubt, great determination fuel this one doing. Great doubt, great determination, chitante. This one step, please give it all of your attention. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.